Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, your solutions strategist, trainer, and speaker, helping you to take your life personally and professionally to the top. So I wanted to share very quickly how I put $3,000 back into my budget in a little over a month. How I put, yes, that's what I said. How I put $3,000 back into my budget in a little over a month. This does not include any works that I do as a speaker, trainer, or strategist. Some of you call that a life coach. I've decided to ditch that term because everybody uses that term, and I hate to be like everybody, you know that. So that's not counting anything that was on the table as a strategist, trainer, or speaker. Nothing to do with the income that I have with my network marketing company. Nothing to do with any of that. I sat down at the beginning of this year, as I do, in prayer. I found that this is a season of a lot of solitude for me, and I don't know if perhaps you're entering into that season too, but really just kind of getting off to myself and getting with God and getting refocused and refueled for the journey ahead. I don't know the number of days that I have ahead of me, but whatever God grants me with, I want to make the most of it, and I want to help myself so that I can help others to the best of my ability. So, how did I do it? How did I, without getting a second job, part-time job, or you know, selling stuff on eBay or Craigslist, how did I get $3,000 back into my budget, essentially back into my pocket, in a little over a month, in about a month and a half time here in 2016? Well, the first thing that I'm going to say to you is that you want to take a good hard look at what is coming in versus what is going out. And I found that a lot of people are just not really connected with what they have going out. They know what's coming in, for sure, and they got it marked on the calendar when it's going to come in. But they're not really clear about what's going out. We're so quick in this debit card world to swipe that card here, swipe it there, and do all of those different types of things. And let me just interject this. I am not an accountant. I am not a financial guru or expert like your Susie Ormans and your Dave Ramseys and all of that. I am a round-the-way girl who is a career professional, an entrepreneur, who is a person just like you, trying to do the best that she possibly can in her life. So I wanted to put that out there first. And people are like, well, you know, who are you to give financial advice? I'm not giving financial advice as much as I am sharing my breakthrough here. So let me continue on with that. So I sat down and I looked at financial statements for November, December, and January. And, you know, I saw a lot of unnecessary expenditures, just things that were going out that didn't need to be going out. So I'm going to tell you very clearly how I put this $3,000 back into my budget. First of all, I got real close and personal with my bank statement and just combed over it. A lot of you are not doing that, and it's important. But the thing that I was not doing that I am doing now is that I've looked at it very closely and analyzed and gave some thought to what was on each line of that bank statement. So now I'm just going to dive into the nuts and bolts of it and tell you how I quickly put, very quickly with a few clicks, honestly, put a little bit over $3,000 back into my own hands. So for me, I won't give the name, but I was with a phone carrier. I don't want to discourage anybody or talk poorly about any cell phone provider. But my cell phone provider, I was spending $117 a month. $117 a month. I have since the beginning of the year switched to a service that I will name called Republic Wireless. It is the only type of phone you can get is an Android phone. It is not a Samsung-style product. It's a very it's a smartphone, but it's a basic Android cell phone. And so at $117 over 12 months, that's $1,404 back into my budget. With my bill now, I will instead spend $924 a year, okay? Then with another service, I will name this a website that I had a subscription to for several years. It's a wonderful website, too. You want to check it out, but you can get it most likely, hopefully free, at your local library, and it's called lynda.com. It's since been purchased by LinkedIn, lynda.com. If you want to sharpen your computer or tech skills, this is the place that you want to go. However, I've been a member since 2011. It might be later than that. I know since 2011 that I can think of. And that was $25 a month. Canceled it. Used the library's version of it for free whenever I get the feeling. That's $300. Okay, that was $25 a month times 12, okay? $300 back into my pocket. Two photo editing sites that I had a $5 a month membership to. Don't need that. I still have one active. I was paying a membership to actually three different photo editing websites. Insanity. They're all free, but you can have this premium account for $5, right? Okay, that's how they get you. So cancel two of the three. That was $60. For each was $120 back into my pocket. Also, because I do social media marketing with my businesses, I got a paid subscription to a manager. I won't name them by name. If anything, I think is going to be taken negatively, I'll leave it out. But that membership cost $15 a month. Canceled it. Was not using it. That puts $180 back into my budget. And then we all know that our TV streaming channels, I shall let those remain nameless as well. TV streaming, had two of those going. Canceled the one that I never, ever logged into at $7.99 a month. That was $95.88 back into my budget. With my lunch during the week, I was spending on average $6 to $8 to eat out at lunch at work, okay? So at the lower end of $6, just telling myself, okay, instead of doing that 5 days a week, Sharice, you can only do it twice. So pick 2 days of the week. The rest of the week, you must bring something from home, a sandwich, some fruit, a salad, something else for your lunch. So just cutting out 3 days at $6 a pop, that's $864 back into my budget, okay? A fitness membership that I do not use It's cheap, but if you, it doesn't matter if it's cheap and you never use it, it's still a waste of money, correct? Correct. $70.80 will be going back into my budget, okay? So in short, just adding all of that up, I was amazed, floored, mouth on the floor. I can't believe with just a few clicks and a few phone calls that I have put the exact total, $3,034.68, back into my budget. You know, and that's not including some of the changes I made as far as my grocer, where I was going to get my food. That will kind of vary. I don't have like a solid number for that. But with the estimates of that and the other expenses that I just named, approximately $3,034.68 back into my pocket. That, my friends, is amazing and wonderful. Didn't have to get a second job to do that. Did not have to, you know, sell things on Craigslist or eBay, which nothing wrong with that. Hey, I actually recommend that. But didn't have to do that. So about $252 a month, almost what I was averaging as a part-time retail job, is now back in my budget. So I want to say this, and I say this with so much love and so much excitement and encouragement to you, is that a lot of times there are simple ways, they're so simple that we miss it. There are simple ways that we can comb through our budget, our expenses, take a good hard look at our lifestyle, you know, our use of our lights, our water, electricity, just being mindful of our lifestyle, the way that we're living, that we can put money, substantial amounts of money, back into our budget. I am looking forward to, I am planning some wonderful, powerful things for the second half of this year. Doing some training and taking some classes right now to help people with financial education and strategy to maximize. I don't care what your income is, what your expenses are. There are ways that you can pull things together and make them happen. It's a matter of having a strategy, knowing the resources that are available to you. But my goal is truly with Tailored For You Enterprises to help people maximize, monetize, and just get the most that they possibly can out of everything that they do and have in this life. And so that is it, everybody. It was sitting down with my bank statement and really looking at each line thoughtfully. And even with, I have to tell you all this quick story, even with my cable provider, which shall remain nameless for right now as well, calling them to downgrade, I said, I don't want the cable so much, I just want the basic channel. And they do this whole, you know, tap dance thing about, well, you know, it's actually going to cost you more. This is what they said. It's going to cost you more to downgrade, because then if you take the HD, you take the this and the DVR off and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was just such a pitiful, I see why so many people cut their cable. I just don't deal with them at all. And I told them I wanted to speak to the supervisor. And that's, you know, I don't mind telling you, well, that's $110 a month that I am spending. That's $1,000 that could easily be added to this figure. So I have to, again, seek out my resources and find out how I can cut the cable and have my internet and have entertainment without that $110 coming out a month. But, I mean, that's one tenth that could be back in my pocket. Even if I were able to cut that in half with just an internet provider, that's amazing. That's an amazing saving. I want you to understand this, that getting to a happy place, a good place with your money, is not so much about doing without, not having. It's about changing your mindset until you get to your divine destiny. And, you know, if you've got, like me, if you have student loans, you have some credit card debt, what have you, maybe it's children. I mean, God love them. I love children, but they are, you know, it costs money to raise a child, to feed a child, to clothe a child, recreation, and all of those types of things. So it's not about doing without so much. It's just shifting the mindset and taking a good hard look at what's going on. I'm sorry, well, that was my cell phone. It's taking a good hard look at what is going on with your expenses. I mean, I'm saying, do I need memberships to two photo editing sites, three editing sites? I don't know. If I have free access to something at the library, do I need to continue to pay a membership for it? No. Do I need the fanciest, danciest cell phone in the world? No, I don't. I actually don't. Do I have to have every live streaming service available to man? No, I don't. Do I have to eat out all the time? No, I don't. So it's about really getting focused on what are your goals. What are your goals? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to accomplish? That's the key theme. And so I wanted to just share that so quickly and easily. I put over $3,000 back into my budget just by really cutting out. These are not anything that I will miss. I won't miss any of this. I will not miss any of this. So that is the help that I have to offer for right now. I will have more help to give you. I cannot wait until this program is complete and so that I can truly be of service to more individuals and more groups, helping people to learn about investing, how to maximize your money, truly, truly, truly maximize your money. And this is going to be for the everyday person. This is not going to, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait. So stay connected to me. Encouragement, accountability. Contact me, please. Email me at CheriseGTaylor@gmail.com. Cherise, CHERISEG, as in goat, Taylor, TAYLOR@gmail.com. If you just want some encouragement, some help, some accountability, I'm going to get you plugged in to my personal, my private Facebook group, where I will give you that. So I'm so excited and about helping people go to the next level with self and wealth. That's what Tailored for You Enterprises is all about. That's what Cherise Taylor is all about. And I pray this broadcast was a blessing to you. And I pray nothing but continued blessings and breakthrough for you. Because I truly believe, know it to be so, the best is yet to come. God bless you. Bye-bye.